Hello people, welcome to this episode of Thriving as a Canadian Immigrant. This is your host Toyin and I'm back to provide you with the necessary ginger you need to settle and most importantly to thrive as a professional in Canada. On today's episode, I'll be sharing two out of a number of questions that I was asked by some professionals currently on this immigration journey to Canada. I decided to share the answers to those questions here because some of the questions are similar and would apply to a number of people in different degrees. I'll be sharing the answers in the hope that it helps to provide some guidance to someone in a similar scenario. Now, the first question is, what's the best possible way for an immigrant to get started in the job market? And the second question, what type of job opportunities are available for new immigrants? For more on the answers that I provided, please continue listening. Now, the first question, what's the best possible way for an immigrant to get started in the job market here in Canada? My answer to this would be, what do you want to do? What kind of skills do you currently have at your disposal? Now, when I say skills, I want you to cast your net, like look vast and wide. Look at all the skills that you have, right? That are in demand, the skills that are professional skills that you can bring into the professional market. And another thing to consider is how far are you in your career journey? Are you interested or are you open to starting a new career or are you set on a particular direction with competitive skills and you want to continue going in that path? Now, answer to all these questions will vary for all of us, right? But one thing to keep in mind is that nothing is unattainable. And when you move to a new country, it's almost as though you have a chance to decide, like do some critical thinking and decide if you want to start on a new career afresh, if you have that wiggle room in terms of finances, in terms of time on your hands, if you want to learn something new and go in that direction. Or you have some skills that you already have and those skills are in demand. You don't necessarily have to go back to school immediately and you can start searching for a job or you hit the ground running. So those are the kind of questions that you have to consider. And it's a very individualistic effort. Like when you're thinking about all of this, you have to look at your own personal circumstances, right? I would also say that see yourself first as an individual with skills and value to offer. Agreed, and honestly speaking, you may face, I use the term may because different people look at things differently. So you may face some certain level of bias, but every hiring manager or recruiter recognizes true value when they see it. It cannot be denied. So focus more on building your skills, building your transferable skills. And when I say transferable skills, if you have worked as, for instance, an executive assistant before, and for some reason you worked on payroll, you know some things about financing, you know some things about accounting, look at all those skills in a holistic manner, right? Look at the big picture. What skills do you have that you can bring into a certain type of job, not necessarily the same name as it was called back home in your country. So look at your skills here in Canada. When you're searching on LinkedIn or Indeed, search far and wide, right? Search in terms of your skills. Don't be so set on title. Because when you're so set on title, you kind of limit yourself. It may not necessarily be called the same thing. So look at all the variation of what your skill can be called here in Canada and search that way, right? And when people say, what's the best possible way to get started as an immigrant? I would say, what skill are you bringing? That's just the honest truth. If you're bringing skills that are in demand, whether or not you're an immigrant, you will find your place. You're going to find a desirable job. And honestly speaking, it doesn't happen for everybody immediately. Sometimes some things take time. For some people, it happens in 2 weeks. And for some other people, it happens in 4 months. It happens in 6 months. But regardless of how long it takes you, you have to continue to add value, right? While you're searching, look at the gaps that are in your own skill set, if there are gaps in your skill set, and try to fill those gaps. You may be doing a job that is not necessarily the job that you really want to do, but while you're searching for that ideal job, make sure that you're developing yourself. You may consider volunteering, right? I've mentioned this in previous episodes. And make sure that you're doing all the right things, like putting together your targeted resume when you're applying. It's not so much as the quantity, it's about the quality of the applications you're putting out there. Reach out to recruiters on LinkedIn. When you're in a certain city, there are some recruiting agencies within the city or Canada-wide, right? Get in contact with those recruiting agencies, put your resumes out there. And on LinkedIn, set your profile to open to recruiters so they know that you're currently available. You can turn on the feature so recruiters know that you're open to new opportunities. Those are the kind of things that you need to be doing. And your targeted resume is very, very, very important. I spoke about this in previous episodes. Don't forget to use targeted resumes. Don't depend so much on the number of applications you're just throwing out there. Also, as an immigrant and you're just getting started in Canada in the job market here, I would advise whatever city you land in, don't forget about the settlement agencies in that city. Look out for those settlement agencies and learn a thing or two from there. Some of them hold webinars or they hold seminars or workshops on getting integrated in the Canadian workplace. They may have contacts in the industry. If it's the industry that you're interested in going into, all well and good. But don't neglect those agencies. Go there, have discussions with them, learn one or two things from them, and continue to do the right things. Your desired job will come. You may not get it right away, but be set on getting that job by doing all the right things, which are your targeted resumes, leveraging your LinkedIn, doing your search beyond the quantity, and the right job will come. To summarize my answer to this particular question is more about the quality of applications. Your job may not come immediately in a week. It may not come in 2 weeks. It may take a month. Sometimes it takes 2 months. But regardless of what you're doing within that gap, make sure that you're consistently building up yourself. You're adding value wherever you find yourself, right? And continue to do those right things. Use your targeted resumes. Join professional organizations within the city you're in and consider volunteering. Increase your visibility that way and put your value out there, right? Like when you're making your elevator pitch, when you're meeting people, let them know about the value or the skill set that you can add to their organization. And don't be set on titles. Not like search far and wide. Don't be set on the particular title of what you were called back home as regards your job. It may be called something different in Canada. Be open to all of that variations when you're doing your search. I hope that answers the first question and somebody somewhere is able to benefit from the answers I provided to that question. Now, the second question is, what type of job opportunities are available for new immigrants? The way I say it, it's not so much as some certain types of jobs reserved for immigrants, especially if you're a professional and you are skilled. Again, it's more of the skill sets you are bringing to Canada. Agreed, some professions are regulated and you need to get licensed here to practice such professions, right? Those regulated professions. But aside from that, I strongly believe that you can break into any profession with the right level of skills. Remember that the circle, and very important, you need to remember this, the circle of people that you surround yourself with as an immigrant really matters. It matters a whole lot. Now, some people will tell you that as an immigrant, there are just some certain types of jobs that you would always get and some jobs that you can never get. Like they see it as it's either one or zero. Like you will never get some certain types of careers. You can never get those kind of jobs. For instance, like they may tell you that only care jobs are reserved for immigrants. And with no offense, like I absolutely have no bias towards care jobs, especially if that is what you are trained for or you have passion for. You can absolutely build your career in that line. But if that's not what you have passion for and somebody keeps telling you that that's the only kind of job you can get, then you need to stay away from that kind of circle or influence over your life telling you that those are the only kind of jobs you can get and focus more on building your skills for the type of jobs that you want. And before you move to Canada, I would advise that you search on Indeed or you search on LinkedIn. based on the city that you're moving to, right? Start your search even before you, like, get a good head start before you move here and start to see the way that the jobs that you're looking for, start to see the way the job descriptions are described, start to look at how the requirements are described and identify where your gaps may be. If you can absolutely do this from back home in your home country, if you can start to gather those experiences, start to build on those skills, either through volunteering, shadowing somebody on the job, if you can start building that, it would help you a whole lot. Because way beyond certifications, way beyond, those things are fantastic. Like, getting the degree is fantastic, but you need to be able to convince the hiring manager that you can do the job. You need to be able to convince the recruiter that it's not just about the degree or the master's that you have or the certifications that you hold, that you can actually do the job. That gives you a better edge than just holding the certifications. And don't look at it as some certain type of jobs are just for immigrants and some are not. No, if you have the skill, you're going to get hired. It may not happen, like I said in the first question, it may not happen immediately, but when you're doing all those right things, like your targeted resume, you're looking out for opportunities, you're connecting with the right people on LinkedIn, you're connecting with hiring managers, you're connecting with technical recruiters, you're getting the word out there, you're building your connections, right? You're looking at people who are in your field, who are probably from your, you know, from your home country that have gotten the jobs. What did they do right? Ask those questions, connect with them, reach out to people and do all the right things. Don't put yourself in a box and say, there are just some certain type of jobs that I would never get. Don't look at it that way. And your attitude really matters. Absolutely, that's fine. If you have to get some survival jobs to continue to not to deplete your pool of funds and you need the funds to sustain yourself, that is absolutely fine. But you should not lose sight of your main goal, whatever that goal is for you. And for everybody, that goal is an individualistic thing, right? It's not, you need to look at it from your personal situation. You look at it based on your finances, based on where you're at, based on how far down your career path you've gone, based on if you want to turn back and start a new career. So those are the questions that you need to look at, and you need to be very objective and truthful to yourself. Like, it's a critical self-assessment, but don't be so locked down on a path and fail to see what is happening around you in terms of, can I transfer my skills to another type of role than what I've been doing before? So be open, regardless of how far you have gone down in your career path, still be open to be teachable, be open to seeing other possibilities around you based on the skills that you currently have. That is very important, based on the skills that you already have at your disposal. I will say that's the way to go. And there are so many jobs that a lot of immigrants start with, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. You can start as a customer service representative, you know, so many type of jobs that people get started on. But don't lose sight of your main goal. It's so critical that you stay determined and you continue to build your skills. Your skills will speak for you. And if you're doing all the right things, your confidence is there that you have value to add to the organization, you're working on your targeted resume, do all these right things that I shared a number of them in previous episodes, the job will come. It may take time. It works for people, some people immediately, and for some, it takes a little while. Now, those are my answers for those two questions. I would share more about the other questions I got in subsequent episodes. I hope that this was able to help you in some regard. If it did, please share with someone else so they can equally benefit from listening to this episode. Fellow immigrant professional, your skills are valuable. I am rooting for you. Continue to do all the right things, and one day you're going to look back on today and say, I'm glad I never gave up. Until the next episode, I truly wish you all the best on your journey.